clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers. We must think of it growing in the mountains. It blooms in late spring.
Azaleas. They have azaleas.
Yeah, I think this one is particularly tall, though.
Oh, it is.
Tall and has clusters of pink and white flowers.
Mostly in the mountains.
Well,
or do it grow here?
It might grow right around here.
Pink and white flowers. Oh, that dogwoods. They grow. They have pink ones and the white ones in the spring.
Yeah. What about a laurel?
That's what I was trying to think of. They do have that in the mountains, and it is really pretty.
If you have bigger ones, you know, like they're not just regular size ones, but they have longer segments of stems and they grow further up in the mountains than just a regular laurel. What would you call it?
I don't know.
You just call it just a laurel. You ever use the word rhododendron?
Mm-mm.
Never?
Mm-mm.
Okay. There's a kind of tree. It's a large flower tree. It has real shiny green leaves. They don't get real big. Well, they can get big, but they don't grow to be real, real tall trees. And they have big white flowers. And a prickly seed pod about the size and the shape of a cucumber.
Now, what was it? You repeat that again.
Okay, it's got flowers on it. It has real shiny green leaves, and it has white flowers, big white flowers on it.
It grows in your yard?
Well, yeah, it could grow in your yard.
In what a time of the year?
Spring and summer, I think. I don't believe they grow wild. At least I've never noticed them growing wild. I think they're pretty much associated with the south.
And the wide leaves?
Well, they're not wide, but they're shiny. Real shiny green leaves.
Magnolias.
Okay.
They are. They look like they've been greased. And the bloom, the great big old white bloom, but they grow up tall, big trees.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do they grow wild?
No, I don't believe they grow wild. But they do. They shed all the time.
Is that right?
Yes, they keep a mess all the time.
Okay. The man you marry is called what? Your
husband.
Okay. And you are his
wife.
If a woman has lost her husband, she's called?
A widow.
Okay. What term do we call someone who has just had a son and say, congratulations, now you are a brand new?
A father, a mother.
Okay. And if you were talking to both of them together, you would say, you are the proud?
Parents.
Okay. Suppose it was your son or your daughter who just had him, and you would say, now I am
a proud grandmother.
Okay, and your husband would say, I'm a proud
granddaddy, a grandfather.
Okay.